news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The first, and what should probably be the final debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, is one for the history books. And it was an epic example of what CNN's Dana Bash on the air called...
That was a shit show.
And that was being generous. Donald Trump reminded viewers that he's a vile bully who wouldn't follow the rules his campaign agreed to, constantly interrupted and steamrolled the moderator, Chris Wallace of Fox News, and interrupted Joe Biden every time it was his turn to speak. Biden did, for good reason, finally lose his patience a few times.
The radical question, left.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
Well, he's just shush for a minute.
You're the worst president America has ever had. Hey, come on.
Biden actually did a good job of ignoring most of the idiocy that spewed from Trump's twisted mouth. He eviscerated Trump for his botched response to the coronavirus pandemic, accusing the president of panicking in the face of a historic public health crisis and hiding the threat from the American people. Biden rattled through the devastating effects of COVID-19 in the U.S. and recalled Trump's dismissal of the toll in an August interview.
40,000 people a day are contracting COVID. In addition to that, between 750 and 1,000 people a day are dying. When he was presented with that number, he said, it is what it is. Well, it is what it is because you are who you are. That's why it is. The president has no plan. He hasn't laid out anything. He knew all the way back in February how serious this crisis was. He knew it was a deadly disease. What did he do? He's on tape as acknowledging he knew it. He said he didn't tell us or give people a warning of it because he didn't want to panic the American people. You should get out of your bunker and get out of the sand trap in your golf course and go in the Oval Office and bring together the Democrats and Republicans and fund what needs to be done now to save lives.
Trump lied and said that there were no negative effects from his rallies. Can I ask Herman Cain if he feels the same way? Oh, right. There were a number of Trumpian moments during the segment on race. Donald Trump refused to condemn white supremacist violence, insisting without evidence that violence is a left-wing problem.
But are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
willing
to specifically
do, that,
but do it?
Well,
go
ahead, say,
sir.
I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you? What are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it.
Do you want to call him? What do you want to call him? Give me a name.
White supremacists and
right. Who would you like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right.
Proud Boys. Stand back and stand by, but I'll tell you what, somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a
left-wing.
This is a left-wing problem.
White supremacist. Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not militia. That's what FBI director said.
So instead of telling them to back off, Donald Trump told the Proud Boys to stand by, while in the next breath, contradicting his own intelligence agencies who say that the real threat comes not from the left, but from these white supremacist and militia groups. By the way, the Proud Boys have been reportedly energized by that statement. They've embraced the stand back and stand by missive, incorporating it into their logo. And then Trump gave them an actual assignment.
Will you urge your supporters to stay calm during this extended period, not to engage in any civil unrest? And will you pledge tonight that you will not declare victory until the election has been independently certified? President Trump, you go first.
I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully. As you know, today there was a big problem. In Philadelphia, they went in to watch. They were called poll watchers, a very safe, very nice thing. They were thrown out. They weren't allowed to watch. You know why? Because bad things happen in Philadelphia, bad things. I am urging my people. I hope it's going to be a fair election. If it's a fair election, I am 100% on board. But if I see tens of thousands of ballots being manipulated, I can't go along with that. And I'll tell
and
what
does that
from
mean,
a common
go
sense,
does that mean you're
I'll
going
to
tell your people to take to
it
the street?
It means you have a fraudulent election. You're
and
sending out 80 million ballots. They're not equipped to, these people aren't equipped to handle it, number one. Number two, they cheat. They cheat.
I'm guessing that U.S. national security officials are gearing up to deal with Trump's directive to his supporters to go out to the polls. In recent memos, they've warned that violent domestic extremists could threaten the presidential election. It was just last week that Donald Trump twice declined to commit to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses to Biden. Trump instead leveled baseless accusations that Democrats are trying to steal the election with fraudulent heavy mail-in balloting as states are gearing up for an unprecedented number of absentee votes due to the pandemic. Shit show indeed. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.